Now, you may have, well, you definitely would have heard it on our station, actually. It's on playlist. Recently, a very good song has been put out called The Wolf. It's by the very fun band Lips. And it features E, who some of you will remember from the 90s band Eels. It's an absolute banger. And we've been trying to get them on the show, and we finally, finally reached that point. I'm delighted to have from Lips, Steph, on the line with me right now. Good morning, Steph.
Kia ora, Liam. Thanks for having me.
No, I'm happy to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. I've got a bit of a cold, but I'm good otherwise.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, get the illnesses out of the way now before it gets really nice, right?
I know, it's getting warmer.
Now, we'll get to the nitty-gritty of it all shortly. But first of all, how's the crew? How's Lips? How are you all going?
Oh, we're great, thank you. We're gearing up for our big Halloween show this year. We're going to play... I wish we were coming down to Otatahi, but we're just going to play up in Auckland. And... just trying to find some decorations for the show, figure out costumes, and you know.
Yeah, I have to say I like this because I don't think enough people do Halloween shows.
Yeah, I know. It's like such a great excuse to get dressed up.
Absolutely.
Eat candy.
What are you thinking costume wise?
Well, I'm gonna go as a mummy.
A mummy, okay.
Yeah, but today's my costume day of figuring it out because I don't want to be too hot, you know. So, like, obviously a mummy.
Yeah. Well, you've chosen an outfit that is head to toe wrapped in fabric.
Yeah. So I think. Yeah, I think maybe I'm gonna be a slightly unwound mummy.
Yeah. Like a slutty mummy, maybe.
Yeah, sure.
That's also a great thing about Halloween is you can just put slutty in front of anything and then suddenly it's a costume.
Yeah, totally. Slutty nurse, what is that? Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like, no offense. I'm not here to slut shame or anything, but if I'm in hospital and my nurse was like, "Hi, I'm a slutty nurse," I'll be like, "Can I get a new nurse, please?" You know?
Like, Yes, can I move?
Look, the Halloween show's not in Christchurch, admittedly, but I do love talking about these things. And you're playing with Cootie Cooties and the Golden Geese as well.
Yeah, both great Halloween bands.
Yeah,
both put out tons of Halloween music. They're both fantastic. I just can't wait. It's going to be such a cool lineup.
Oh, I really wish I was going to that. God damn.
Yeah.
That's right, though. Look, Auckland gets all the good things.
Maybe we can next year we can bring it down to you guys.
Well, I mean, I don't want to look desperate, but please do that. Hey, now, let's get to The Wolf, because, I mean, what a song. What a song. Tell me a little bit about it. Like, how did this come about?
Well, we had the song knocking around for a while, and we knew we were going to do a Halloween song, and we had wanted to do something kind of thriller-y, like Michael Jackson song, where it has that monologue at the end, you know? So we asked our friend Ro Bright if they would write us a monologue, because they're a brilliant writer. They're
a playwright and like a screenwriter, right?
Yes. So they wrote the film Daffodils that we also worked on together, and the play that it came from. And they're just brilliant. They're brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. So they agreed. They wrote the monologue. But then we were like, we've got no one to do it. Like, who's going to deliver it? You know, we were like tossing around ideas. And around that same time, E from Eels, which both me and Finn love Eels, followed us on Instagram. And we were like, wow.
What? Really?
Yeah, it was so, like, he had heard us on a radio station in over in America. And so, anyway, Finn wrote...
No, really?
Away. Yeah, and Finn was like, okay, if... He wrote him and was like, if this is the real Eels, we're massive fans. And if this is a bot, then you can go to hell.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And he wrote back. And then so we were, like, chatting. And then Finn was like, oh, my God, let's ask E to be if he'll do the monologue. And, you know, because he's got such a cool voice. And, I was like, no, we can't do that. We can't, you know, like true New Zealand.
No, I'd be like you. I'd be like, no.
Yeah, I was like stepping away from the computer, just like, nah, I'm not doing it. But Finn's American, you know, and they just, I don't know. Americans just have this confidence.
I know,
like,
yeah, yeah. They'll just well ask for good. Things. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. And so he said, and then he said, yes. I was like, what? We were, like, running around the house going, ah, this is amazing. And then I was like, oh, shit, what if it's no good? Like, then what are we going to do? But, of course, it was perfect. Like, he said one take, it was perfect. It was so amazing.
Oh, my God.
Went straight in the song, and that was it.
Well, I'm not going to lie, that story almost doesn't sound really that believable. Like, it's... too perfect.
Yeah, but then you think of it, like, we're like this tiny little band in New Zealand. Like, he did such a massive favour for us. Like, it was
huge.
So nice. It was so amazing. Like, what a dude. Like, yeah, I'm just
wow.
So much
holy moly. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's...
Yeah, such an amazing guy.
I don't have many words, to be honest. I'm a little stumped here. what's your kind of earliest Eels memory?
So I had Novocaine for the Soul on, like, a compilation as a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
I forget which one it was, but, like, I just listened to the hell out of that song. Like, there's this weird, crazy stop in it, you know, where it, like, it takes you by surprise. And I remember being just a kid being like, oh, you can do that? In a song, you can stop the whole track? Wah! Yeah.
Yeah, I guess as a child, that is kind of wild. And I'm much the same as you. Like, I discovered a lot of music as a child through compilations.
Yeah.
I always wonder if, like, I guess that art is kind of lost now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's the playlist, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's sort of compilation, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, but I loved, I miss, like, the artwork. I miss like, having something to hold.
Oh, totally,
you know?
Totally.
I'm old.
Yeah, yeah.
I like having something to hold. And vinyl is that, sure, but it's, like, so expensive.
Oh, my God. And, like, for a musician to produce vinyls, really difficult.
Yeah. We did our last album we put out on vinyl, and I'm so happy we did because I love it. I love
yeah,
it.
Of course.
I love the artwork. But, yeah, it was a lot of money up front, and then, and then just every single one, you're like... Yes, a little bit more toward that debt.
Hey, now I'm curious, like, surely, like, the success of The Wolf, surely this has, like, lit a fire under your ass. Like,
yes.
Are you trying to, like, are you in creative mode now? Are you like, what new music can we do? Who can we get for it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, who else can we,
Could
we have guests with a monologue on our new track? No, yeah, no, totally. We're working on a concept album that I really, really like. And so as soon as we get done off this marketing blitz, we're going to get straight back in and finish it. Because Yeah, it has lit a fire. You're exactly right.
Oh, that's so friggin' cool. Well, Steph, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad I've got some more backstory to the song. Like, it kind of... Like, I mean, I was enjoying it anyway, but, like, now it's fun. Now it's,
yeah.
Now it's got some weight to it. Steph, thank you so much for joining me this morning. If any, by some miracle, some Cantabrians happen to be in Tāmaki over Halloween, how can they get tickets to your gig?
It's available at Under the Radar. So just Lips Halloween gig. But if you're not, please just still follow us on the Spotify's and the Instagrams, because we've got new music coming and we're definitely going to come down your way.
Oh, we would absolutely love you to. I think, yeah, Ōtautahi crowds would absolutely love you guys. So, Steph, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Liam. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too.
And that is the gorgeous Steph from Lips, talking about their recent release, The Wolf. Still not even really believing that story. That's crazy cool. Here is the song. Do enjoy.
The wolf, he makes my blood burn. He makes my collar hot. He makes my stomach churn. He looks into your eyes and you want for your cocoon. He's grazing like a werewolf underneath the moon. Hear my blood, fall out of love. He stained the carpet, she sort of struck. He's got a money, but she has the drugs. And now he's circling.
Celebrate life? Do you lap it up? Every cell, every scrap? Do you swirl life around your mouth, sucking bits of others through your teeth over and over until you're sick? I do. That's how I worship life. Because you know, a monster, a real life monster, has no rhyme or reason, no layers. I'm no onion to unpick. I do what I do. I do. Because every night I wake up and ask myself one simple question. Should I grab a cup of coffee or kill?
We'll be right back. the wolf.